welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Capital City Cavaliers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Kyle McAravey of the News Tribune. And before Kyle and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Kyle's conversation with Capital City head coach Joe Collier.
Congratulations on getting the 2-0 start. What would you say was the key to getting the win last week at Battle?
Every game off of, we step off the bus, put our hands in the dirt, the first thing first, you know, try to do physical game. So I think that for the past two games, we've been able to compete, and we have different expectations and things that we need to clean up, but first thing first, we thought the physicality went our way.
Kind of mentioned it there. You've had a chance now to look at some of the film. What do you think is kind of one of the key things that you feel like you need to clean up going into this week?
Just the veer can hit a little harder and quicker. You know, we're trying to perfect that. We're trying to, you know, right now we're saying, hey, it's month four we've been running it, and we would like to clean that thing up. It's just not hitting how we want to. So we want it to work every time. You know, we wanted to get a big play every time. That's our expectation. So we're just thinking of cleaning up that. We did clean up the penalties, but we would like to do that a little bit more.
I guess you got Hickman this week. What do you think will be what will be the key? What has to go right for you guys to get off to a 3-0 start?
I mean, it's going to sound funny, but we worry about us. You know what I mean? We don't worry about who we're playing particularly, but the challenge this week is, you know, how physical can we be? Outlast teams. We want to be in the fourth quarter. We want to be fresher than everybody else. You know, we want to keep our enthusiasm up. Just enjoy playing the game. But I think the key to it is practicing with the same enthusiasm we did with first week, and do the, we saw, we say start over. So we're starting the process over of, you know, doing the things that we need to do correctly, play as a family, and then we'll be okay.
All right, that was Capital City head coach Joe Collier. And Kyle, I don't think we thought prior to the season we'd be sitting here going, the Capital City Cavaliers are 2-0, but here we are, and they are 2-0.
Well, our listeners have probably noticed I picked them to lose both weeks, so we know I didn't expect them to start 2-0.
Exactly.
It's been interesting and fun to watch. This is obviously the best start in school history, the first time the team's won two games in a season, and you know, they're going to look to keep it going.
I was going to say, it's a lot of firsts. It's a first season starter with a win. It's a first time over 500. It's a first winning streak. Now the point is, I guess, try to get the winning streak to 3. And before we talk about maybe the possibility of doing that, let's look back just a little bit. Because, again, I think it's worth mentioning, you know, a 41-32 win over Battle, that's one of those things that was definitely an eye-opener for a lot of people. I know last week when looking at scores, that was the one that a lot of people jumped on first and said, wow, what's up with Capital City beating Battle? That's mm-hmm. something else. So how did that play out, and how did that happen exactly?
Well, another thing that listeners might notice I got wrong last week, I was, you know, the Veer is made to be a ball control offense, right?
Sure.
You want to run 7 minutes a clock every time you have the ball.
Right.
Last week, it was a bit more of a quick strike.
Okay.
There was, you know, a 66-yard touchdown to start the game. They had another more than 45 yards. They
right.
had, I think, four of their scoring drives were three plays or less.
Okay.
You know, it was just, we got the ball, we move it down the field pretty right. easily, and now it's in the end zone real fast.
I was going to say, the plan is to make it work methodically, but if it doesn't and you get those, I'm sure they'll take them at that point and go, sure.
I don't think anybody's mad about scoring a 66-yard touchdown.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was weird. You know, week one, Capital City got the game started with kind of a unexpected touchdown through a pick six. Last week, Battle got it started with an unexpected right. touchdown in a 91-yard kick return, I think, if I have the numbers right. You know, it was just kind of both games have had this weird start. But last week, you know, Coach Collier was able to rally the guys, not worry about being down, you know, 7 seconds into the game. And,
right.
and they were able to come back and fight back and forth through most of it and come out on top.
It is one of those things where you look at it and go, okay, now, you know, we were a little surprised about it, but now you're 2-0. You have to get in the mindset of, yeah, let's keep this rolling at this point. And the good thing for the Cavaliers is I think this is entirely a week where you can absolutely do that. As we shift our attention forward, now we look to, you know, 7 o'clock game today against Hickman. It's a Hickman team that's struggling right now. So you can, by all means, be thinking, this might be the first time we've headed into a game this year going, hey, I think the Cavaliers are the favorite this week. Let's see what happens. Because, again, you know, you look at it, and it's a Hickman team that hasn't scored yet this year. You lose, you know, 28-0 to North Kansas City and then 41-0 to Elias. It's a team that's struggling right now to get some offense going.
Yeah, they've had a couple of tough matchups with North Kansas City and Elias. But, yeah, the offense, like you said, hasn't scored a point.
Right.
That's not good through the games. You know, I think they've gotten, you know, 150 yards total in their week one game, 85 through the air, 70 on the ground. So it's, you know, as even a split as you're going to get
right
with that level of offense. And then 54 in the air and 65 on the ground against Elias. So, you know, it's a pretty even look. But, yeah, not necessarily super successful.
I was going to say, it's two-dimensional, but neither of the dimensions is working in terms of producing points. So that's tough for them. So you look at it then and go, okay, we know the offense is not scoring for Hickman. So that's obvious. So offense is not playing great. Well, then you look at it and go, the defensive numbers don't look great either, giving up 28 and 41. But how much of that is a product of because the offense is doing so very little, then the offense is, or the defense is going to give up some points?
Well, sure. You know, if your defense is out there for 40 minutes a game,
right,
you're going to run into issues.
Sure.
The offense needs to be able to give the defense a break.
Yeah.
And, you know, that probably looks worse on the defense than it should, especially for a team that's created 8 turnovers through 2 games.
Okay.
That's a pretty impressive total. I mean,
right,
averaging 4 turnovers a game is pretty nice.
Sure.
So you would think a team would have more success when they're able to do something like that.
Right.
But if the offense just gives it right back on a 3-and-out, then, you know, the turnover doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. So I would imagine then that when we're talking about keys for this week, then obviously ball control may be a big thing for Capital City, because if they're a team that can take the ball away, if you can keep them from taking the ball away, obviously that's going to go a long way towards being a recipe for success.
Sure, and with Avere, that's, you know, going to be a main focus pretty much every week. I think Capital City put the ball on the ground 7 times week one and 5 times last week.
Okay.
They were fortunate enough to only give it up, I think, twice week one and once last week.
Okay.
So a lot of those are, you know, sticking with the Cavaliers, but you're not always going to be that lucky if you put the ball on the ground 5 times.
So I guess the immediate follow-up question then is, what is that coming from? Is that just a matter of, is it a certain player that, and we don't want to call them out if it is, but is it just one player having problems? Is it exchanges? Is it just a matter of maybe not doing a very good job on ball security? Is it on handoffs? You know, where are the problems seeming to come from exactly?
It's kind of all around with Avere. You know, there's so many late decisions being made that
sure,
there can just be a communication breakdown a little bit. The quarterback, you know, wants to hand the ball off, decides a second later than the running back thinks he's going to, and then
sure,
the ball's on the ground.
Sure.
So there's been a few, you know, just in the snap, ball hits the ground, quarterback picks it up real quick, it still counts as a fumble.
Right.
But, you know, you can
sure,
still make a play out of it.
Right.
There have been a couple where it's on a handoff, on the initial read on the dive, right, and it just comes a little late. And then there were a couple in week one on that third option on the pitch, but those seem to have gotten pretty ironed out. I don't remember it happening at all last week, and you know, that third option ended up being pretty successful last week with
okay,
a couple of times they went to it.
So I guess other things that we have to look at this week then, you know, like say keeping control of the ball, being productive when you have it. Is there anything else that the coaching staff maybe said to you this week that, you know, we really need to focus on this when it comes to Hickman?
Not specifically with Hickman, I guess. It was more just a focus that Coach Collier wanted to, you know, get the guys looking at. Just the way he said it was restarting, you know.
Okay.
You're 2-0, but you can't, you know, look at it as we're already the best team in school history. You don't want to be doing that already,
sure,
and getting complacent.
Sure. Yeah.
So he said he wanted the team to focus on was just, you know, staying as hungry as they were going into week one, staying as hungry as they were last week and the first CMAC win of the year. You know, you just got to keep pushing and you can't look past anybody. That was kind of the Hickman one, is no matter what their scores have been, no matter what your scores have been, you cannot look past this week, because once you do, it's gone.
I guess the big question then too is, are you coming into this game full strength? How's personnel looking at this point? And how did, you know, we talked maybe a little bit about, you know, cramping in week one. How did week two look? And how do we look in terms of just the overall fitness of the team at this point?
No major injuries in week two, another cramp or two, but, you know, you're able to walk off the field, you're able to get back in the game, so nothing major.
Sure.
Nothing was pointed out to me at practice this week. I didn't notice anything, so seems like the team's at full strength. One other thing I did feel like touching on, coming into this year, there was a bit of a quarterback battle for Capital City between Hayden Carroll and Isaiah Franklin. It seems like Hayden Carroll has won that.
Okay.
Franklin came in for one series, against Battle, and then later in the game was more at use at wide receiver.
Okay.
So it seems like the decision's kind of been made. Now Hayden is the starting quarterback, and Isaiah is a, I would say, elite athlete. He looks electric when he has the ball in his hands, so they want to get him more involved in other ways. But it seems at this point that Hayden's got the quarterback job to lose.
You know, and I guess a lot of that, too, is, you know, it's amazing what just a couple wins in a row can do for a team. You know, like, say, you know, you maybe come in with question marks and we start ticking off boxes, and ideally that's kind of the way it goes if things go according to the blueprint. You know, we solve this problem in week one, we solve this problem in week two, we've eliminated some of these questions, and obviously anytime you're winning, then that obviously takes care of a lot of that. You know, I would imagine we're still not going to see the type of team that we'll see in another 3-4 weeks down the road, but I gotta imagine that the coaching staff is probably pretty pleased with the way that the first couple weeks have played out.
Absolutely. And yeah, with an offense that you put in a couple of months ago, like, this is not an offense that the Cavaliers have run for a couple of years.
So
we're still really learning how to do this in a game.
Yeah.
And last week, the Veer looked significantly better than it did in week one. I would assume this week it will look better than it did in week two. And, you know, so on throughout the season, just as you get more reps in that system, in actual game action, it's going to look better and better.
All right. I guess that gets us to the prediction point of the podcast. And how do you feel like this one plays out tonight?
You know, I picked the Cavaliers to lose the first 2 weeks, and they came back and got me. I'm actually going to pick them to win this week, so I'll say they beat Hickman 21-7 with a lot more focus on ball control.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Kyle McAravey, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Kyle McAravey on Twitter at Kyle_McAravey, McAravey. Thanks for listening.